What a mess I've gotten myself into. I've been poring over the books in the church's library. I've even gone to the deepest of the dungeons to find the old musty volumes of wisdom that priests before me have left behind. But to no avail. What's this book over here? Interesting facts. Ah, perhaps I found the answer to my questions. Let me leaf through this book. I hope it is here. Why do Eskimos wear heavy fur coats? Because it is very cold where they live. I don't need a book to tell me that. How about this chapter over here? Why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the chicken cross the road? Because the light turned green. Traffic lights weren't even invented. Who needs these books? Books with no answers. Let me go upstairs. Let me take a walk along the corridors of the church. Perhaps my pacing back and forth will help me clear my mind a bit. The answers. The answers to these impossible questions. Impossible, I tell you. The answers. The answers to these questions. If it isn't Father Nicholas. Who is that? Father Thomas. Good evening. And how are you? Father Nicholas, what seems to be troubling you? You look very disturbed. Disturbed is not the word for it. My life is on the balance. And what do you mean? Well, I went to offer my services to the new governor. Governor Schnitzelowski Jr. to serve as his advisor as I did his father. I mean, you know, between me and you, that was just a way for me to bother the Jews and cause them to have a hard time in this town. And when Governor Schnitzelowski Jr. came into power, he fired everyone. He laid everyone off, including myself. So I went to offer my services to him. And he, how shall I say it, offered me a deal to prove how smart I am, to prove my wisdom, to see if I am worthy to be his advisor. And he offered me a ridiculous challenge, a challenge that is impossible. He asked me 4 questions.
Really now? And what kind of challenge was that?
He asked me 4 questions.
4 questions? That should be simple for you.
So you would think. But these questions are impossible to answer. I've combed every single book on the shelf in every single library in this church. And I have yet to find even a hint, even a trace of an answer to any of these questions.
Really? Well, I think part of your problem lies in your motivation.
And what do you mean?
Haven't you studied your history, Father Nicholas?
And what do you mean?
Every person, just about, that I am familiar with, that has started up with the Jews. They're starting up with a mighty God, a mighty power, and no one gets away with starting up with the Jews. And that seems to be exactly what has happened to you.
Well, be it as it may, that's my business, and this is my life, and
I am a good friend of yours, so I will offer you some advice.
You have some advice for me? And what is that?
Have you paid a visit yet to the wise scholar, Sir in the Books?
Excuse me? Who should I pay a visit to? I can't even pronounce his name.
His name is Sir in the Books. He's a very smart scholar, known for his wisdom far and wide.
And how come I never heard of him?
I don't know. But perhaps because he lives deep in the forest. And it is very difficult to go and visit him because of his location.
Really?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So what I suggest to you, Father Nicholas, is to go and pay a visit. Because if there is anyone in this world that could help you, it would be the great sage, Sir Indibooks.
And how do I get there? How do I find him? The forest is large. It's huge. It's vast.
Well, I will give you a map. that I just so happen to have on me. Here, if you follow this map precisely, you will find his house. Exactly there. Do you see that X? Right there? In the middle of the forest?
I do.
That is where he lives.
I will be on my way immediately.
But wait!
What is it?
I must tell you that although at first the path is well marked, after a certain amount of length, the path begins to get more difficult and difficult to travel. But if you persevere, you will get there.
I will do whatever it takes to get there. I must. I have no choice if I want to live my life as a half-decent human being.
Well, Father Nicholas, good luck to you.
Thank you, Father Thomas. I appreciate it. I'll be on my way immediately.